Welcome to Campus Connection on Connect FM. It's a closer look at the small but mighty Penn State Du Bois campus and all it has to offer. And today we are talking with Dr. Sarah Perotti. Sarah is a faculty advisor and assistant professor in the Human Development and Family Studies program at Penn State Du Bois. Sarah, thanks so much for being here for today's Campus Connection on Connect FM.
Thank you so much for having me, Dan.
Yeah, you are welcome. To start, Sarah, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners? Give us a brief personal and professional history.
Sure. Thank you for the question. My name's Dr. Sarah Perotti. I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, so I'm local to the area and have a lot of family around the region. I got an undergraduate degree at the University of Pittsburgh in psychology, and that's where I learned that you could do research as a student in these areas, and became really passionate about studying human behavior. From there, I went on to graduate school at the University of Missouri. I earned a master's degree in early child development and a PhD in human environmental sciences. Specializing in human development and family studies, which is what I now teach.
Okay.
So since July 2019, I've been an assistant professor in human development and family studies at Penn State Du Bois.
Oh, that's great, Sarah. So from Western Pennsylvania to the Show Me State and back to Western Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Could you give us an overview of what you do in your various roles in that Human Development and Family Studies program at Penn State Du Bois?
Yeah, gladly. So as an assistant professor, this means I'm in a tenure track role. So I do teaching, research, and service for the university. So I really love teaching our students and enjoy our small class sizes. I get to teach courses on lifespan development, where we cover from conception and birth all the way to the dying process.
Mm-hmm.
I teach adolescent development, research methods, and statistics. I also do research as part of my job, so I collect and analyze data on human behavior, specifically pro-social behavior, which means how we help other people, which we need so much more of, helping and kindness. And then I present that research at conferences around the country and write up articles. And then I also do service to help the university, and I'm our campus undergraduate research coordinator. So I really try and encourage more students to get involved with research, just like I did as an undergraduate.
Absolutely. So busy, busy person. Sarah, could you tell us more about the Human Development and Family Studies program at Penn State Du Bois? What do the academic studies cover, and what kind of different degrees are available?
Yeah, so we offer both 2- and 4-year degree options. The 2-year degree is an associate's, and then we have the 4-year bachelor's degree. And all of our students are very successful in completing their degree in the intended time frame. So human development and family studies is an applied developmental science, and we aim to help individuals, families, and communities thrive. We use science and research to improve well-being for all. So our students learn about individual, family, community, and social factors that influence people's development. This includes their cognitive development, like how their brain works, social factors, physical and biological development, and emotional well-being across the lifespan. And we prepare our students to then go out into the communities and help others.
Yeah, interesting. Sarah, let's talk a little bit about your personal journey. What is it that inspired and motivated you to enter this field? And what would you tell someone who might be listening today that may possibly have an interest in pursuing this type of program at Penn State Du Bois?
So from a young age, my parents really inspired me to help and to volunteer however I could. And then as an undergraduate student, I realized I could research that and try and encourage others to help.
Yeah.
So I became interested in studying how and why we help others, but then also we have to consider why people might choose not to help other people sometimes, so we study that too. This field really inspires me because we take research-based evidence and apply it to help real people and real families to live well. So I find it really rewarding when I go to sleep at night. I feel that this is something I'm very passionate about. And the idea of constantly working towards making people's lives better means a lot to me.
Sure. Well, Sarah, you've already touched on that, but as we close out our time together here on Campus Connection, could you share what you find to be the most enjoyable and fulfilling part of working and serving at Penn State Du Bois?
The most fulfilling part of working at Penn State Du Bois for me is getting to teach our students, who are all exceptional individuals, and getting to know them well. This is a major advantage of our small class sizes at Penn State Du Bois. I really get to know each of our students one-on-one, and through doing so, we can better support our students' success, and then they can go out in the communities and help.
Nice. Well, I want to thank you, Sarah, for spending time with us on today's Campus Connection. And we look forward to hearing and learning more about Penn State Du Bois in the weeks and months ahead. This has been Campus Connection on Connect FM.